At what point did your practice change from serving yourself to end your own suffering to selfless service? Well, I think it's been an ongoing change, ongoing transformation, and of course it's still an ongoing transformation. And but just seeing after some years of, I think particularly after about five, six, 7 years of training and just really changing, although obviously seeing the benefit and seeing the example of Ajahn Chah, seeing the example of the people who trained under him, then that one is motivated and inspired to take that on more fully as a practice, and seeing the fruits that come from that as well. It's actually a very, very beautiful sutta in the in the Majjhima Nikaya of after the Buddha has kind of given up on the community, because they're, this is in, where was that? Not Vaisali, in Kosambi. In Kosambi, where the community was fighting, arguing, split, they wouldn't listen to the Buddha, so the Buddha went off and said, well. And he went to a forest where a few of the monks were living and practicing. And they're practicing diligently and harmoniously, and the Buddha asks, and how is it that you live together diligently and harmoniously? And part of it was, he said, and I think, why don't I set aside what I want to do and do what's of benefit to the others? And it was just a very simple statement, but it's a, in terms, to be able to just drop the agenda of self and see what is actually a benefit, what's of useful, what's okay.